Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu, and once again, we're at another special event at Mostly Comics. I'm here with our good friend, partner, awesome photographer, all-around swell guy, Ryan McNabb.
Hey there, what's going on, guys?
No problem. So Mostly Comics, 35th anniversary. To date myself and make me feel real old, I've been coming here for about 33 of those years.
That's amazing. Well, I've been coming here just since I've known you guys, so yeah. Probably about the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So it's hard to believe, 35 years. That's amazing.
Used to be a store called Lens, Odds, and Ends, opened in 1980. I came in here once with my mom before they even sold comics. That's how old this place has been around. It was all novels and movie posters. And then eventually they branched out into more and more of the comics. And, of course, Kim and Bev took over around 2000. And it's a good event. It's outlasted most other stores in the Niagara region.
Oh, definitely. Well, we weren't here for their grand reopening, too.
We were a couple years ago. Yeah. So we're happy to be asked back, and throughout the day we'll get people's opinions on the store. And
no, definitely.
The mayor's
going to
be here. Yeah, the mayor's going to be here. The creator of Captain Canuck is going to be here. It's going to be a great day. So
for sure.
We'll let you buy some more stuff here, Ryan, and
definitely.
I'll get back to interviewing people about their thoughts on the store.
Definitely.
Thanks, man.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
Diana is also with us today. Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Now, you've been coming in here all your life, haven't you?
Yep.
What do you think of the store?
It's awesome.
What's your favorite part of the store? What do you like coming in and look at the most?
Pop vinyls.
Yeah, you're a big pop vinyl fan?
Yes.
Pop vinyl fan. I can't even talk today. Awesome. And you're here drawing again.
Yep.
And let's just mention that Richard Cumley, the guy who created Captain Canuck, has already come by and admired your artwork, actually.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, eh?
Yeah.
Cool. This is the place where Mommy and I first announced that she was pregnant with you.
Cool.
So it's like a big family environment here.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll let you get back to your drawing. Just wanted to know what you thought about this store.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right, and joining us here at the anniversary festivities is our good friend, artist extraordinaire, Mr. John Ballmer. How's it going, sir?
It's going good, man.
Bad. So how many years have you been coming to Mostly?
Quite a few, actually. It was always the shop that I kind of popped into when I happened to be in St. Catharines, or if the shops in the Falls didn't have what I was after, you know, back when I was actively collecting. I knew I could always come up here and have a good chance at getting what I was after. So it's probably in and around 20 years I've been kind of popping in and out.
That's cool. 33 for me.
Yes, but you're old. So.
I'm very old. And always a good experience when you come here?
Always. I've never had a negative experience here. It's always been fun. It's always been a nice, clean shop to be able to get around. And, you know, especially once they did the renovation, it made a tiny shop seem like it was double the size. And it's always been fun. You always feel welcome here.
And they have a piece of your artwork displayed behind the cash register.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool.
When I was here with Chris Yao, I guess about a year and a half, 2 years ago, the He-Man piece that was new, the He-Man and Skeletor, they've got that up on the wall. Very, I had almost forgotten that I had that here, so it was nice to come in and see that.
Oh, very cool, very cool. Were you ever coming here when it used to be Lens, Odds, and Ends?
No.
You were living in a different city then, probably.
Yeah, I wasn't... I was going to other shops as well, so I think it was just after it was Lens, Odds, and Ends that I started coming here. Like I said, it was in and around the 20-year mark. I can't quite recall, but it's always been Mostly Comics.
Okay. Neat. And exciting day. Richard Cumley, creator of Captain Canuck, is here, and you just got an autographed copy of his comic.
Yeah, it's actually quite exciting because I didn't even realize he was here until this morning, and I had a copy of the book that our friend Dr. Steve was kind enough to get for me, but it wasn't signed, and I wanted to make sure I got it signed. So when I found out he was here but didn't have the book with me, it was just like, oh crap, But it was quite exciting. I had met him once before because he's mutual friends with Alfonso, our good friend at Studio Comics. And so it was nice to actually come in and get to see him. And, you know, Zane being his first time here at Mostly Comics, bringing the little guy with me, it was nice that he got the chance to meet Richard Cumley as well and got his own autograph book. So that's pretty exciting for his collection as well.
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit. Like, nice guy. He's going to do an interview with us later.
Oh, yeah, super nice guy. And I've never heard anything other than that about him. With anybody who's ever met him, everybody always has positive things to say. And, you know, he's the creator of Captain Canuck, man. How could that possibly ever have any kind of negative... It can't. The guy's got to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to bring this up all day, but I used to have a copy of the first appearance, like way back in the 70s.
You used to have a copy?
Yeah, as most comics I had when I was 5 or 6, the cover got ripped off it, and
yeah.
I'd kick myself now.
Yeah, I would love to get my hands on a copy. We'll have to track some down.
Yeah, I know they recently, IDW collected a bunch of them in their graphic novels.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to find that because I'm going to want that.
Yeah, they're decent stories.
Oh, I'm being harassed by the monster
collector. You're being summoned.
Zahner got himself a Godzilla. Had to get his Godzilla action figure.
Yeah, they always have decent toys here, too, at Mostly Comics.
What's that? Here, can
you... this box.
You want it out of the box? Well, we'll have to see, okay? Wait till we get home. Yeah, the toy selection's always awesome here.
Yeah.
That's another cool thing is when you're looking for an action figure, you have a really good chance of finding it here.
Yeah, they were telling me the old owner, Len, back in the day, not a fan of getting toys in the store, just comics.
Well, you got to remember, back in the day, toys weren't the huge thing like they are now. It was comics, and now that comics have kind of grown to the extent that they have with so many other kind of media outlets, it's great that you could always count on this place to have toys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it was really cool seeing you again, sir. And hopefully we'll talk soon.
Absolutely.
I'll let you get on with your day so Zane can play with his Godzilla toy.
Yeah, and he just got himself some Ninja Turtle toys this afternoon, or this morning as well.
Saw the pictures. Very cool.
I have the tiger one and the human and Ninja Turtle one.
Nice.
The tiger one and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle one?
Yeah.
Very cool.
And which Ninja Turtle is your favorite?
Godzilla?
I thought you
imagine that if he was.
I thought you liked Raphael.
The titties and the bad guys love Godzilla.
The bad guys love Godzilla?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thanks
for coming with me today, buddy.
You're
cool. Well, we hope to talk to you again soon, sir, and
absolutely.
Keep up the good work. And
yeah,
thanks again.
We'll be popping in and out throughout the year with the shop, but also with the podcast. And
yeah.
We're going to have some exciting news coming up as the year progresses with stuff that I'm working on. So
nice.
We'll have to make sure that everybody keeps posted.
Yeah. So watch the website. WeGotTheGeek.com
and the Facebook page.
And the Facebook page, and we'll have some exciting announcements from you.
And there should be some stuff coming, some more activity with a lot of different things on the YouTube channel as well.
Nice.
There's definitely more drawing videos coming.
Oh, cool, because the YouTube thing's a big deal now. We brought in a YouTube guy.
Yeah, and it's looking great. I love what they're doing with it, and we're going to make sure that we keep that going.
Oh, thanks, dude. All right, well, happy 35th anniversary of Mostly Comics. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Happy 35th.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
All right, so we're joined by Bev here at the big 35th anniversary of Mostly Comics. How's it going?
Going great. Thank you, Jay.
So March 1980?
That's correct. That's when Len Booth opened it as Len's Odds and Ends with some comics, and then it grew into a comic store and still is.
And Kim was telling us earlier that it was just recently that you guys realized it was the 35th anniversary.
Actually, when we were doing the Renos, that was, a year and a bit ago?
Yeah.
We found a certificate from the supplier at the time that had been given to Len, and at that time it said for 15 years of service to the industry. So it went back to 1980, and then we confirmed it with Len, and he said, yep, March 1980.
Wow.
And here it was, just lying around.
Just lying around. I know I've been coming in here since 83, so I was surprised
wow.
It was open even that much longer.
That's a damn long time.
Yeah, I even remember the first comics I bought in here, the first Secret Wars series and some Avengers comic that tied into it.
So how do you feel about the new Secret Wars? I mean, don't you feel like you've already had one? You don't want them to redo it and mess up what you already think you know, or what?
I'm interested to see what the main series is about.
Okay.
I think they might be having too many offshoots of it. Every day there's a new Secret Wars tie-in announced. Maybe too many.
You might have to give up, I don't know, eating.
Eating or sleeping, yeah. 35 years, and you guys took over, was it 2000, 1999, somewhere in there?
Cheryl and Kim bought it in 2000, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, it would have been 2000 they bought it. And then I came over in May 2001, so I've been here since then.
Cool. An important fixture in the store.
A fixture.
Nice. And you had some decent sales and cake today.
Oh,
the mayor was here.
Awesome day today. Great vibe. A lot of hubbub. Plenty happy-looking people with armloads of comics.
Yeah.
And one guy came back three times. It's like
wow. I know I had a friend here who had never been in a comic book store before, and she bought a bunch of stuff.
You see, that's nice. That's what I've enjoyed about today is seeing so many new faces, because it's good for the industry if people are reading comics. I mean, we're always happy to see people leave happy because they've bought comics, but it's good for the industry that people are still reading comics.
Yeah. No, definitely. And I was telling someone, I remember, like, stuff I remember about the old days. Well, the Pac-Man stuffed animals that were hanging
there.
Oh, my
God, that big, that yellow thing?
Yeah.
That was awful. I swear that must have had... It must have weighed half as much when Len originally hung it up. It was so full of dust, it couldn't be rescued. It just couldn't be.
Oh, man.
And do you remember we used to have that light that hung there that looked like a spaceship and it never actually turned on?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was quite a momentous occasion when that thing got brought down.
And I remember the first time I came in here, barely any comics. The whole left-hand side wall was all paperback novels.
Yeah, and there were still some down there up until not so long ago. We took them and donated them.
Oh, wow. You said you just found boxes and boxes of them.
Boxes and boxes and boxes.
Oh, wow.
When Len liked something, he liked it.
Oh, he was a big novel fan. Then.
Yeah.
Wow. And you guys had Richard Comley here today. Captain Canuck creator.
That was really nice, and great to get some insight too from him. Really pleasant guy. Took time speaking to people.
Yeah.
So nice to have something that's homegrown, as opposed to everything always coming from America.
Yeah, you guys have had some decent comic book guests in here in the last year and a half or so.
Yep. So it sort of sets the bar. You know, you can't drop the ball now. I've got to keep going.
No, keep up the good work,
for sure. And thanks to you and Cass and your team, it helps us get the message out there and then share the day as well, because that's what you guys do. You help share what we've had.
Oh, definitely. We're happy to do it. I love this store, man. I hope it continues for another 35 years or longer.
Yeah, in 35 years' time, I'm going to be a little crankier than I am now. I'll be in here with my walker and the glass for my false teeth.
Oh, me too. By that time, Wolverine will have died about 17 more times.
Oh, I don't know about that. Do you think they can get away with killing him that often?
I don't know.
I know. I'm still peeved off about that whole death of Wolverine.
I know. That's why I brought it up.
Oh, it just rubbed the salt in the wound. I felt so pissed off. So stoked after one, stoked after two, three. You like, where's this going to go? And four, you've got to be freaking kidding me. I'm turning into a geek.
turning. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Are you reading anything lately that you enjoy?
At the moment, life has been really hectic, so I'm just keeping current with my Walking Dead. That's about it.
Okay.
Too many months of not feeling well, so
okay.
Just keeping current with my Walking Dead. Kind of
go.
Describes how I felt sometimes too.
Oh, me at work every day. That's how I feel. Nice. And do you have any particular memories of working here over the years? Any good memories?
One of my favorite ones was when we had that blackout and you and Kath just walked in. And as you walked in the door, the lights went out. It was like, Kath, how the hell did you do that? And then Mike Taylor, using his flip phone back then to light the way so that we could find our way downstairs to get the zhup-zhup machines so we could ring people through with their cards. But, you know, and then there was the people being so understanding when we'd had the flood. And that was really good. People didn't mind moving around stuff and understanding that it was as hot as hell in here because of the dehumidifiers. And then people being also understanding when we were doing the renovations. But I think that, you know, events like today and when we've had Leonard Kirk here and then the highlight, Neil Adams, those have really been ones that will stick with me for a long, long time.
Oh, that's good. And I tell everyone my biggest memory is coming in here and announcing to you guys that Kath was pregnant.
Yep, and Michael's response was great.
Yeah.
I think that really cemented us all being family because we got to know so soon. And then Kath being some kind of a super mutant healing power person, taking you to see Star Wars the day she was released from hospital.
That's right. That's right. Wow. Yeah, we've had a lot of good times here and a lot of good memories, and we're happy you guys keep asking us to do stuff.
Another good memory. Do you remember when Diana was small enough to fit into a diamond box and we used to push her up and down around the store having races?
Yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
I don't think Diana remembers being that small, but
no. She
provided hours of entertainment.
Yeah, she definitely did.
So you could do the fastest lap.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, but thanks so much for coming today, Jay.
Thanks for inviting us. We're always happy to do it. We're always happy to see you guys. I know I'm going to keep coming in here every week for forever.
Well, for as long as we're both standing and walking, this is where we'll be.
Definitely. Well, thanks again, and happy 35th anniversary.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.